right, it is 22 minutes now after 8 on your Friday morning. Let's head to our WHBC Newsline right now and welcome in our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television. He's got his feet firmly planted on U.S. soil now. Good morning, John Decker. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. My bracket wasn't busted too bad.
Oh, okay. Did you have Duquesne? That was a surprise for me.
Of course.
You did. Look at you, because you're a Pittsburgher. You know about Duquesne.
That's right.
Americans do not know about the Duquesne Dukes, but they surprised a lot of people, and that was a great victory. Who's in your final four, Pam?
Oh, gosh. You're killing me here, because I have three brackets, and they're all different.
Okay.
I do know I have North Carolina as my winner, so.
Oh, you do? In all three brackets, North Carolina?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we'll see. I don't know.
We'll see. All right.
Who do you have?
I saw UNC play in the ACC tournament that was here in Washington last week. It looked pretty good, but not as good as NC State, of course, that won the ACC tournament. So in my final two, I have UConn against NC State. I think NC State is the Cinderella story. They're going to keep up this great role that they have. And they, of course, won their first game yesterday, last night. I love March Madness. So I look forward to this entire weekend just watching a lot of basketball.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm excited about it. Excellent. All right. Well, so what's the president up to these days, except for picking UConn to win it all?
Yeah, that's right. He did pick the favorite, I think, in the whole tournament to win it all. This week, he's back at the White House because earlier this week, of course, traveling. He was out west in Nevada, in Arizona, two very important states for him in terms of the general election. They are states that he will likely visit quite a bit now and November the 5th. This is all in the aftermath of giving his State of the Union address. He really hit the road. He went to Pennsylvania, then followed that up by traveling to Georgia, and then this week traveling to Arizona, Nevada, and Texas for a big fundraiser. He's hitting the road. Next week he'll be hitting the road once again, another fundraiser that's on the schedule. That's in New York City. But that gives you a sense about how this really is a general election campaign. We're in the general election campaign much earlier than ever before because, of course, Donald Trump and Joe Biden wrapped up their nominations so quickly.
Yeah, and now we have the rematch. And, you know, I guess I joked that we'd get a little break, but doesn't feel like we're going to get much of a break.
No break at all. We're not going to get that lucky, unfortunately. But look, you know, for the president, former President Donald Trump, they're dealing with a lot on their plate right now. For Joe Biden, you see that a major issue in this campaign is the issue of border security, so he has to contend with that. For Donald Trump, he's dealing with a lot of legal issues, of course. And that's something that he is going to have to contend with over the course of the next few months. I think he's going to likely face a criminal trial in Manhattan. We see it's been delayed, but delayed slightly. So I think that will happen and will likely happen. Not only the trial, but also a verdict before the Republican National Convention, which is in mid-July in Milwaukee.
And he also is struggling to get this money. And I think there's a deadline of Monday to produce that bond money, right?
Yeah, that's related to the civil fraud case that was brought against Donald Trump. So we're talking about a significant amount of bond that he must put up in order to pursue an appeal. Thus far, he's been unable to secure that bond. The clock is ticking. Monday, right around the corner. And if he cannot come up with that bond, then the Attorney General in the state of New York, Letitia James, has said that she will pursue every effort to recoup the judgment in that particular case, $464 million. That would mean accessing, according to Letitia James, the assets of Donald Trump. Now, you think about those valuable assets in his real estate portfolio, like Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street, a building in Lower Manhattan. Those are the types of things that she said she will seek to recover in terms of satisfying that judgment.
All right. Anything else going on that we should know about?
Aside from March Madness, which is my focus today and tomorrow and Sunday, no, I don't think there's anything else that's going on. Today it's going to be a quiet day, relatively. I'll be at the White House There's a White House press briefing, but no events on the president's schedule today, other than travel that he's going back to Wilmington, Delaware for the weekend. But I think the reason why he has a quiet day and a quiet weekend. Maybe he's watching some March Madness today, Pam.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, we'll see if we're crying over our brackets on Monday. How's that sound?
I like it. Let's compare our brackets on Monday. But you're lucky. You have three of them. I just did one.
That's
got
it.
A lot to go with. That's great, Pam. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk Monday for sure.
Thanks, John.
All right. Bye-bye.